Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota Brookhaven services all makes and models. That could be why we were voted best service department the past 2 years. Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota Brookhaven, we deliver.
Show was previously recorded.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it! Whoa!
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi from the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'm going to be here until, probably 12 o'clock or so. Or they kick me out, one of the two. I don't know what's going to happen first, but we'll see what happens. Strange day today. The other side of the glass, I usually have a... I know the guy that's usually on the other side of the glass, but today there's some stranger back there. So I feel like danger, stranger. No, Will's back there, and Will knows his stuff. We're happy to have Will. He's running the board today and kind of producing for us and doing a great job. And actually, Lance has got a day off.
I know. The kid works.
Ever. Always.
Always. Every day. He has a cot. He literally, Buddy, in a little inside baseball here, he has a cot back there in his office.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Now, when I was younger working in radio, I had a sleeping bag at the office, and you know, because I'd work late night hours, or I might go out to the bar, you know, and not need to drive home. So I'd have a buddy of mine drop me off at the radio station, and I'd just sleep there. I think he's doing that. It's because he's working so many hours.
I was building and doing a construction company. Plus, I was doing some stuff on one of the television stations in town, and I knew the lady who was a manager of she was in charge of the station, and she said, "Buddy, I need upstairs in the room that's empty. I need a shower, I need a bed, and I need a place like where people can clean up and freshen up in case they have to stay overnight and whatnot due to storms." And I ended up building actually a whole kitchen up there as well.
Yeah.
And that was their room in the TV station. It's here in Jackson somewhere. They have a room like that they can go to, which is great.
Well, you never, with, you know,
you never
bad
know
what, weather, you never know.
You may be stuck here 24/7.
I remember a few years ago, Perez, who we just saw walk through, and Gerard Gibbert, who hosts Middays, they literally were stuck up here for about a week.
Wow.
And they had to walk and go to the Target over here was open, and they could walk over there to go get food. They ate out of the vending machine because they were iced in. It was, you know,
unreal.
Snowmageddon, and they couldn't leave.
Unbelievable.
So they had to stay
that's,
and I never heard the end of it.
I imagine not. Well, today we're going to talk about some handyman stuff and all kinds of great things. I want to thank all the people that are listening. Let you know that you can call us at 888-808-8630. That's our Super Talk call-in line, or text us, and we'll take pictures as well. Your texts are just—I love getting your texts. It's great. And text our C Spire text line at 601-879-4395, and I will slow down a little bit so that I'm not spitting out so fast that you don't understand what I'm saying. But at any rate, Nikki Morris is going to be our guest on the second segment, and we're going to talk about Pure Air Consultants and what they do and what their business is. But we're just going to kick off with some fun stuff. It's Christmas season. I wore my Christmas best. Look, I've red and green on. And those who are watching on the screen, they can see it. The only problem with the red and green that I have is I'm not sure that's not what I wore last week. It's hard to remember week from week. I have to kind of look back at some of the old shows and say, oh, that's what I wore last week. I have to wear something different. But at any rate, 'tis the season. And I guess you can ride up and down most any subdivision or past any church, and you'll see a nativity scene or a manger. And the best thing to make them out of is like fence boards. Those are 1x6 dog-eared fence boards. You can cut off the top of the dog ear and then kind of put it together any way you want it to be and use screws so that you can take it apart and use it again next year. Now, there are people who go all out and build some beautiful, beautiful nativity scenes, which just amazing, and work towards perfection, if you will. And there's others who put it up and are just happy to have it. But remember, the original manger and the cradle was far from perfect. It was just a manger, and that's where Jesus laid, and that's where they put him, and that's what his crib, that's where he grew up. So when you're building those nativity scenes, maybe you can build one and add on to it next year, and you know, every year add a little more to it. I see people doing that, and it's just kind of neat to see. It really is, that people care that much in doing that. He used to be producer of this show, and he worked here at Super Talk for a long time. Captain Jared Bounds. Every year, his family built wooden Christmas figurines that sat on the front lawn. I think they still do that. I'm not sure because I haven't talked to Jared probably in 3 weeks or so. Good friend, good person too. I really like Jared a lot, but we would talk every year about how they would go through building different Santa Clauses or nativity scenes or Christmas trees, or and they did all sorts of things, and it was all hand-built. Beautiful stuff. It was always fun to talk about that. And I hope that's what you're doing, too. Take care of you. Do the things around the house that kind of look good, but make sure you take a little time out and just a nativity scene would be great for this season, for sure. And that's always fun to get a hold of. So, hey, build one. Get to it. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about water. Water never, ever stops trying to get into your house. It will always find a place to sneak in somewhere. And it can create an awful lot of damage if it goes unnoticed. And when water goes unnoticed, it can do things like cause decay, cause mildew and mold, and create all sorts of major problems. So what you need to do is find those water leaks. And where are they? Well, they might be in your roofing. They might be in your plumbing system somewhere, like toilets or faucets, or maybe they're under the exterior door where they slip in, the water sneaks in under the threshold. You know, all those problems should be solved, because last thing you want in your house ever is to get water leaking in there and have a problem with that. You don't need that. So get those leaks fixed. And if there's a leak that seems to be a problem that you can't get hold of, then it's time to look for a reliable contractor to do that kind of work for you. But keep that. That's part of, I guess it's maintenance, but it really is upkeep. You have to keep your house up a lot, and that's a big part of it. Keep the water out. And if you've got a leak, man, fix it. That's all there is to it. You got leaks, fix it. That's just what you need to do. Fix them any way you can. And a lot of times people don't realize they have leaks, and they'll say, gee, wonder why that sheetrock over there seems to be getting moldy coming up the sides. Good question. Sheetrock gets moldy because it gets wet, and it absorbs moisture. And once it absorbs moisture, it's not much good anymore. And neither is the insulation behind it that gets wet, because once that insulation gets wet, it just doesn't perform as well. Even if you dry it out, it's better to replace it. It really is. So water leaks, fix them. Fix something, you'd be glad you did, and it works very, very well. It works very well.
Can I tell you about a water issue that I had a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
So my wife notices in our kitchen there's a brown spot forming on the ceiling downstairs. And I'm thinking, uh-oh, that's not good. But there's no water that should be above that, because there's no bathrooms. There's the upstairs part. The only thing that's up there is the old air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that's probably where that's coming from.
Probably.
So I got up there with the full flashlight and poked around as best I could. And after about, 30 minutes of looking around, I finally found the culprit. And it was the, condensation line.
Yeah.
Had stopped up.
Sure.
This is the line, that goes to the outside.
Generally speaking, in most AC units that are upstairs, there's two, the condensation lines that go outside. And they do get mildew and moldy and clogged up from time to time and will create the exact problem that you're talking about.
Yeah, and I shined my light, and there was a little bit of standing water in this line.
Right.
And so I guess it was stuck all the way down. So I was headed out of town or something, so I did not have time to sit there and figure out how to deal with it. I called someone locally, and they came out there and they took care of it. They were there for 15 minutes.
Yeah. You can clear that out by bleach and water.
Really?
A turkey
baster.
If you take one and stick one in the hole where the drain line is and squirt some just straight bleach down there, it will kill all the mildew and mold. And you should do that once a year, because that really does help keep those condensation lines clean, and they do collect after a while mildew and mold. But what I learned, and Nikki really deals with this stuff a lot from Pure Air Consultants, and we'll talk to her about that. But I had the same situation in my house where right below my air conditioning unit, my kitchen, a brown spot. I went, my condensation lines are clean. I don't understand. I went up there, and my condensation line was clean, but the water was still overflowing the pan. So I called Nikki at Pure Air, and they sent the serviceman by, and because I hadn't serviced it that year. Shame on me. But I didn't, and you should regularly. And he came, and he said, what happened is there's also a condensation line inside the workings of your air conditioner where you have to take off a plate to get to it.
Ah.
He said, and a lot of people don't realize that, and they think, gosh, my condensation lines are clean, and yet it's overflowing water. He cleaned that and it solved the problem. And of course, he serviced the unit, which needed doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's a big issue, I think, that a lot of people struggle with, and understanding the working of that. That's important.
So, I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh, they're so full of good information at Pure Air Consultants. I mean, I'm going to talk to her because their name is Pure Air Consultants, and yet they're very big in so many different, in air conditioning and heating and commercial. We'll talk about all that a little later.
But you're right. Water's always trying to sneak its way
in. It never sleeps. It's trying. Right now, as you're talking on the mic, it's trying to get into your house.
And it's amazing the way that it works, because it doesn't follow gravity, because I've seen it move up things.
Oh, yeah, and travel for down rafters for a long time. The leak may be 10 feet from where you're seeing the drip.
Yeah.
Which blows you away, but it happens. Water's tricky, tricky, tricky stuff. But I'm glad we have it.
Yeah.
It'd be a tough life without water, that's for sure. That's a lot of people have that same situation with their air conditioning unit.
Or something's not flashed correctly.
Oh, that'll create
mayhem. See that all the time?
I see that more on roofs that have dormers like doghouses on them that are not flashed. They weren't flashed to begin with correctly. The original builder didn't flash them correctly. A lot of times what they do is take the siding on that dormer and flash the building, have it all papered in and all the sheathing on, and then flash it, and then run the siding all the way down to touch the flashing. And there's supposed to be about a half inch or so gap between the bottom of your siding so that the water can actually, on the side, hits nothing but that flashing material. And so many dormers are not built correctly. And that really is what creates the biggest problem. So I've seen it happen many times. We were roofing a house one time, and the lady was like, nice lady, really. She was kind of, I have two dormers on my house. She said, I'm tired of those. Take them down, throw them away. I don't want to deal with them anymore. I said, how about if we just fix them like they should be? I said, will you be happy with that? And the house will look better with the dormers on them. And she said, well, can you? I said, yes. I said, but you need to know what you're doing in order to do that, and it does take a little time. But if you do it correctly, you won't have problems with them. And she said, well, go ahead and do it. And then she worried about it and worried about it. I said, you know, we can fix your dormers, but we're far from fixing your brain. So we can't do that. You're going to worry about this your whole life. That's nowhere. That's nowhere. Worrying about anything is not going to solve any problems at all. But dormers really do create the biggest problem with leakage and water in the house by allowing. But roof leaks happen all the time. I mean, build up on the valleys with the pine straw and all that. Wow, that'll create a leak quickly in your house. So if you have a buildup of pine straw or leaves or whatever on your roof, don't let it sit there. If you can't rinse it off with a hose or rake it off and you end up having to go up on the roof, don't do it when the roof is wet. Always have rubber sole shoes on that can really adhere as best they can to the shingles. And don't go up there when it's too hot either, because you may actually, the tar on the shingles actually softens a little bit, and you may actually slide, and some of the granules may be lost. So just do the best you can, and try to get that those leaves and those valleys clean without getting on your roof, if you can do that. That would be a great thing to do. But, all right. Well, let me take a minute here and tell you about Rebel Hardware. Great hardware store. This time of year is like it's a celebration going to any of the Rebel Hardware stores here in the central Mississippi area. They're all great people. Service is what they care about more than anything. And when you walk in the door at any Rebel Hardware store, they're going to come to you and say, hey, how can we help you? And they will take you to the section of the store that has the component or the part or the piece that you may need and get you the right product the first time. And if they don't know what you're talking about, there's somebody in the store that does, and they'll transfer you to them. And you'll walk out of a Rebel Hardware store going, you know, I should be doing this more often because it's a great place. So you go see my friends at Rebel Hardware and tell them you heard about them on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Saturday morning. And all my friends at Rebel wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
No other news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News. On air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm.
Now showing Taylor Swift Through the Eras at Grammy Museum Mississippi. Sponsored by Visit Mississippi. Celebrate Swift's 18-year career. From her self-titled debut album through her most recent release, The Tortured Poets Department. This new exhibit showcases costumes, instruments, and much, much more. You don't want to miss Swift's 11 eras. This is an exhibit for the entire family to enjoy. To purchase tickets or to learn more about this exhibit and other events, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
This is Mike McCormick, president of the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a prosperous and happy new year.
Why pay more?
Who was previously recorded?
Our Christmas sounds, we like them all. All right, welcome back to the Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. My guest this segment is Nikki Morris with Pure Air Consultants, PAC, and she's on the phone with us today, and we're going to talk a little bit about Pure Air Consultants. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm in such a Christmassy mood, I can't stand it.
Me too. I'm ready.
I'm ready to get away from all this and just do Christmas. It'll be fun. But, yeah, it's Pure Air Consultants. I won't say that it's a confusing name, but I think it doesn't really explain everything that you got. You guys do so much with making the air inside a home livable, whether it's a new unit or it's just some work on the particular unit they have. That's what let's do for example. What are some of the things that Pure Consultants does?
Well, we service and install all of your HVAC equipment, you know, your heating and cooling.
Right.
But we also perform duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, which nobody ever thinks about the dryer vent.
And it can create a major problem, too.
Yes, yes. So we have everything from, like I said, you know, we service it. We install the new heating equipment. We have maintenance agreements where we come out twice a year and service your heating and cooling equipment just to keep it efficient and running properly. We service residential homes all the way to big industrial facilities. So we do it all.
Do it all. I read something the other day that said most heating and air conditioning duct systems are in unconditioned airspace, whether they're under or up in the attic, and that the article I read said approximately 25% of all units leak air. That seems strong to me, but do you think that's true?
I would believe that to be true, yes. You know, over time, you know, we crawl around in our attic,
yeah.
We step over ductwork, you know, it could... You don't realize it, but you could have, you know, damaged a little piece of your ductwork because you don't see it because it's under that insulation.
Right.
So it could be, you know, that it came loose. There's all sorts of things. Returns aren't sealed properly.
Oh, my word.
Where they're pulling in attic air. You know, there's so many different things. But we come out and we can inspect all of that for you. And we actually have a program called AeroSeal where we can seal your ductwork, and it actually seals it from the inside out.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah, if you go to our website at mypureairconsultant.com, you can actually watch the process for yourself. It's a really cool video to see how that process works and how we can seal your ductwork.
Wow. Well, I'm sure, or I would think, that before sealing, they need cleaning. Is that part of the process?
Yes, so we do recommend cleaning the ductwork first.
Yes, yeah.
And if you've had, you know, openings in your duct system, it could be pulling in all that nasty attic air that you don't want spread through your home. And,
right.
Of course, when it's in your ductwork, the first place it's going to go is to your evaporator coil.
Right.
And so, you know, that'll keep it, once we clean your ductwork, we also clean the evaporator coil. So that's a huge process. Just getting that done, and then, like I said, we could look at sealing your duct system with our AeroSeal process.
Right. Will and I were talking a little while ago about condensation drains and how sometimes they get clogged up, and I found out through your serviceman who came to my house to condition the to do a service on the unit, and I was having a little bit of a leak. And my condensation drains were clean. And he said, well, inside the unit, you got to keep this one little clean area there that sometimes clogs up. And if it's not kept clean, you can really have a problem.
Yes, and that's why the maintenance agreements are so important. You know, I know I've said this 1,000 times. It's like changing the oil in your vehicle.
Yeah.
You want to keep it serviced and maintained so that it lasts you longer. Same thing with your heating and air conditioning. There are so many internal components that we need to look at to make sure they're working properly.
All right.
Nobody wants a water leak.
No. No.
Water leaks are horrible. So you want to make sure you have your condensation line checked, and also there's an internal drain pan as well inside the system. You want to make sure that's kept clean as well. So yes, There are lots of places we need to check and service on your heating and air conditioning.
Yeah, and it's true. It's a fact that most times the inside air in our home is more contaminated than any kind of air outside that we'll ever breathe. But you have systems that you can actually install and do some work on a house and make the air in a house cleaner. So that's what Pure Air Consultants is all about.
Yes, absolutely. We have everything from UV lights to, better filtration systems, dehumidifiers, humidifiers. We can help your home be more comfortable in the air you breathe, healthier.
Well, it's just about the conditioning of every home is almost a little bit different depending on the unit and depending on the square footage of the house and the layout. And so many things affect how well a system, heating and air system, may work to actually keep you comfortable and keep the air clean.
That's true. You know, it all depends on your, how well your home is sealed, how much insulation you have in your home. All those play a factor. You know, which way your home faces, if you get direct sunlight, if you have a lot of trees around your house.
Ooh.
There's so many things that go into the proper sizing of a heating and air conditioner.
Right. Well, a lot of people are kind of Band-Aid fixing the unit that they have and having a service company like yourself come out and take care and do the best they can to keep it running, but it's probably 10 to 20 years old and tired and should be replaced. But sometimes money is the major issue where people cannot afford to do that. But you will also have a financing system for this situation, don't you?
We do. We do offer financing. And I will say that right now is the best time to replace your heating and air conditioning system, because with the new refrigerant coming in January, we've already been told to expect a 25 to 30% increase.
Whoa.
So if you are on the fence about replacing your heating and cooling system, I would definitely recommend making a move on that before the end of the year, because after the first of the year, when the new equipment takes place of what we can sell now, you're going to see a 25 to 30% increase. So if you think it's expensive now, it's really going to be
just wait.
Next year. Yeah.
Well, it was less expensive 5 years ago than it is today.
Everything was.
good point. Everything was. It is true that their units are not going to get less expensive. That's not going to happen. They're going to start costing more and more and more. But it's worth the time and effort to make sure that you are getting it serviced properly. You do have a good unit, and it does work properly. I think fixing and Band-Aid patching an old unit is like, it's almost like throwing money down a drain. In my thought.
You're exactly right.
And it just isn't worth it. And on top of that, it creates concern and on the owner, very much so, because it's like, gosh, is it going to work today? And you don't need that happening.
Right. And if your look is anything like mine, it's going to go out on a holiday hottest day of the year.
I think they're programmed to do that. I mean, I can't see why they would, but they always seem to want to do that. But if that were to happen, do you offer 24-hour service?
We're not 24 hours, but we always have someone on call. So if you call us,
yes,
during the day, we will be there for you 7 days a week. So
wow.
Anytime, just give us a call, and we will set something up for you and get a service technician headed your way.
And I talk about what you guys do at Pure Air Consultants an awful lot, but I never have mentioned the word service. You did, and one time earlier in the conversation we were having, but I think service is probably the most important part of anybody's business that is doing business in the home of somebody else. Service, from the very first time they touch your company to the very last service person that may come into their home, that means so very much that service is quality.
Yes, absolutely, and our guys are we have training throughout the year. We try to stay up with all the latest trends, and we just try so hard to keep them with the knowledge that they need so they can pass that along to you guys.
Yeah, and help John Q. Public an awful lot. Well, SEER units are, SEER is how they measure the output of, or the value of an air conditioning heating unit. And I know that the SEER unit has gone from 10 to, it's increased, I don't know what it was, 13 or 14 by now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like 14.2, I believe, is what it is right now. So it's just, that's a seasonal energy efficiency rating.
Thank you.
That is the efficiency of the unit, the SEER rating. You know, you can also get into single stage or two stage, variable speeds. You know, there's so many different options out there. And it all depends on what your needs and your budget are as to what, you know, we could build a system to meet whatever needs you have in your home.
Sure. I know some people that have that two-speed fan that works low speed and high speed whenever it's called to do so, and they absolutely love it. I think that is great because it's a lot less noisy and it really does the job very well.
Right, and they also, you know, your standard system is going to come on and go off. Well,
right.
The two-stage or the variable speeds or the inverter rated, they're going to amp up. So if you only need, you know, your fan to come on at a lower speed to catch things up, then it'll come on at a lower speed. And it also helps pull more of the humidity out of your home because it's running a little longer at a slower, you know, at a slower speed, so it helps pull a lot of that humidity out of your home as well. So it does make your home more comfortable.
Yeah, humidity has a big effect on temperature. I mean, 70 degrees with a lot of humidity is a lot different than 70 degrees with a little humidity.
Right, just go to Arizona.
Yeah, right, just go to Arizona. Okay, I'm on my way. Actually, that's who the, I shouldn't be talking about football. That's who the Patriots are playing tomorrow, the Cardinals. In Arizona, I think, so I'll be watching that. But at any rate, Pure Air Consultants, great company. What's the phone number over there, and how do people get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, they can reach us at 601-939-7420. That's 601-939-7420, or they can find us online at www.mypureairconsultants.com.
All right. Well, time to change gears a little bit. Are you looking forward to a good Christmas?
I am. My father-in-law is here with us for a little while. And,
good.
He's from New Mexico, so this is
a big
change for him. Yeah. So we're really excited and looking forward to the holiday season. And luckily, I have most of my shopping completely done. So
yeah.
I'm not going to have to go to stores where they steal your Christmas spirit.
Well, yeah, you got to have that Christmas spirit this time of year for sure.
That's right.
It's so fun. Christmas season is really a great, great season. But we should remember what it's all about. It's not just about Santa Claus and gifts. There's a reason
That's
for Christmas.
Right.
Christmas is
that
a
is
lot more.
Exactly right.
And recognize what Christmas is all about, not just a party time and a gift time and, hey, let's celebrate a holiday and have a good time. No, it's about the birth of Jesus and the Savior of the world. I think that's important to celebrate. And it's important to recognize.
I do too.
It's important to recognize that. Well, Nikki, what else do we need to know about Pure Air Consultants?
We're the best. So if you want good service for your home, you call us. We will take great care of you. Our guys are so courteous and kind and knowledgeable, and we will do everything in our power to meet whatever needs you have in your home.
Oh, I agree. You guys are the best for sure. And one thing that you and I didn't talk about this time, and I just think we owe it to the segment to honor that, and that's change your filters.
Yeah, absolutely. Change those filters. That is a must. Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, we haven't said anything about filters today, and usually we really don't filters.
We harp on it pretty good. They're coming up. I was going to bed last night. And my daughter had that had a large cardboard box that she had something and a gift for something, and she put it right in front of the return air and left it there and went to bed. And I went, "Oh my word, you can't do that." Thank you, Nikki, for your time. I appreciate your time. Pure Air Consults, a great company. Merry Christmas to you, and I hope you have a great day. And thank you for the time.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, y'all.
All right, take care. All right, the Handyman Show at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. We're going to take a short break. Be right back with a little more in just a minute.
Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you. For you. Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, the Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free. Free. Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties, if it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the Super Talk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. Super Talk Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Joe was previously recorded.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise.
Yeah, in paradise. Hard for me to step on music like that. Have to let it go a while. But... Hey, this is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy, and text line's kind of quiet, but light it up. Hey, let's hear from you on our C-Spire text line at 601-879-4395. And it doesn't even have to be anything to do with handyman stuff. Maybe you just want to say Merry Christmas.
Well, I don't know if you saw what Mary just texted in from Canton.
I just got to my text screen just now.
but that's a nightmare.
What'd she say? I didn't see it.
She said, and it literally sends shivers up my bones, Buddy, to read this. Why would there be snake skins in the attic?
Oh, my word.
We had our AC unit serviced this week for a checkup. They found two snake skins in the attic.
Yeah.
Mary from Canton.
Wow.
Oh, Mary.
Well,
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Really, there is an opportunity for snakes to get into the attic with any kind of opening. They go up into sometimes the vents aren't safe, whatever. Snakes are tricky little critters, and they can find a way up there. And that isn't the first report I've ever heard of snakes in the attic, but it's a rare situation. But it's just a matter of making sure that your attic is totally sealed to make sure there are no holes in the fascias, soffit, everything that touches your home, and seal that up, and make sure all your soffit vents are tightly sealed as well. The more you seal it, the better off you are. But snakes are tricky little creatures, and you sure don't need any growing in your attic. I'm the same way. I don't want any in my attic at all.
I don't want any in my universe, much less my attic.
Well, you know, having grown up in New England and I came down here at first, it was like everywhere I stepped, it was like, it's like a snake. But I've gotten to the point where now it's just a snake. They're more afraid of me than I am of them. They're not going to bother me, and I don't worry about it anymore. Having said that, I don't want them in my house anywhere. They can be outside and back by the creek. We have a creek in back, and they stay. I know there's a lot back there, a lot of fish. There's fish in the creek. I'm sure there's snakes, all kinds of little critters. But as long as they stay there, it's all right with me. They can have their little space. Don't come near my space, even though my space used to be theirs. But, yeah, that's hey, let's talk a little bit about hacks that work. What? Yes, hacks. Simple stuff. Smelly sneakers. Everybody has smelly sneakers. I probably have a pair on right now. But at any rate, if you take those smelly sneakers and stick a clean tea bag in each smelly sneaker and stick it out in the sun for a couple of hours, it won't smell anymore. It works. And that's a hack that absolutely works. Put a tea bag in some smelly sneakers and put them in the sun for a few hours. And it works unbelievable. Lance and I have talked about this a pretty good bit. It's kind of funny, but you know that a wooden spoon across the top of a boiling pot of water will keep it from overflowing? And that's information that some people go, what? But it works. Believe me, it works. I've witnessed it before, and it just absolutely works. So, and everybody's got a wooden spoon, so when you're boiling a pot of water, even like for spaghetti or, you know, whatever reason you're going to boil that water for, put that wooden spoon over the top, and it works. Also, white vinegar and baking soda are just tremendous drain cleaners. What you would do is pour the baking soda down there first, and then follow it with some vinegar and let that set for about maybe 10 minutes or so, and then follow it with a whole lot of water. And if you do this on a regular monthly basis to all of your drains, you won't have drain problems. Because drain problems can be expensive when you stop backing up and you have to call a plumber or whatever happens. But that will solve most of your drain problems. Also, white vinegar, put in a spray bottle like an old Windex bottle or something, and spray just the pure white vinegar on the cracks in your driveway, and it works better. It works as well as Roundup without the harsh chemicals in there, and it will. You'll not have grass growing in there. Even if the grass is already growing up there, you just spray it, and that grass will carry the liquid down to the roots and disappear. It works very well. I use it in my yard, and I have no grass growing in the cracks in my house. Of course, I have them all filled too, as well, which people should be doing. If you have cracks in your driveway, they should be filled. And we talked about that last week a pretty good bit with Trey from Bulldog Construction, how important it is to fill the cracks in your driveway. It'll keep your driveway in pretty good condition throughout the entire time of its life, where if you don't, you're apt to have problems. And then I walk my dog a lot, just about every day, and I go by driveways that look really, really pretty good, except between all the darn expansion joints and cracks, there's grass growing. And I go, all I need to do is spray it a little bit. I want to go knock on their door and say, you know what, folks? But no. Stranger danger, I might get shot. I don't do that. But those are some of the hacks that really, really do work. Lemon juice is a great mold killer. Like if you have a plastic shower curtain and it's getting moldy on the bottom or mildewy on the bottom, well, lemon juice works to get rid of that completely. And you can wipe it right off with lemon juice. Lemon juice works very well in cleaning that. And lemon oil is also great. Like you talk about the handles of rakes and the handles of shovels and the handles of axes and sledgehammers. Well, they're all generally, if they're made out of wood, after a few years they're going to dry out and they'll start cracking, and before you know it they'll dry rot and start falling apart. But if, as soon as you get them, you go ahead and just one time with some lemon oil, take a rag up and down the wooden handle, and just next year do the same thing. Every year do that, and your handles will always stay in good shape. Lemon oil is just it's almost like a miracle drug to me. It's like when you want to clean your kitchen cabinets, the best way to do that is with lemon oil and 4-0 steel wool. And the steel wool is such a fine grade of steel wool that it will not scratch your cabinets at all. The lemon oil will absolutely clean your cabinets. And then what you do after you've done that is wipe it down with a white rag. And that rag itself will clean the cabinets and make them look new again. And anybody that's done this has called me back and said, what took me so long to understand how to get my cabinets looking the way I want them to look? It really does work. So those are some hacks that work. And if you have some hacks that work, hey, send them to us. We'd love to hear what you have to say about that. Maybe you know something about taking care of something that we don't. And we want to share that with all the listeners that are out there. Both of them. Will said, don't say that. Don't say that. No. But that works really well. Lemon oil is good stuff. It really is. But that's can really help things.
Does it work better than the commercial cleaners that you can get at the
I think so, because what it does is it gives some oil back to the finish as well, and it works exceptionally well. Short break coming up. We've got some Fox National News coming your way, and Fox Local. We'll do some local news as well. And then coming up after that is the music segment. We'll do a little bit of music. We always do that on Fridays. At about 11:06, we'll kick off the music segment and have us a good old time. So stick around. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Be right back.
Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
In the heart of the country where the stars shine bright, our hospital's here both day or night. From frosty fields to the cozy town, we're keeping you safe. We're always around. Doctors, nurses, all working in unity, bringing comfort and care to our community. This message is from your friends and loved ones at Covington County Hospital, wishing you and yours a happy and healthy holiday season.
Whether you're brand new to the DIY craze or a seasoned veteran, The Handyman Show has something for you. Buddy Slowick shares tips and tricks on everything from odd jobs to complete build-outs, from small home repairs to serious construction. So no matter if you're at the master carpenter level or not quite sure how to use a level, The Handyman Show answers your questions with a healthy dose of humor and some great music, too. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Super Talk Mississippi and on Super Talk TV.
In Mississippi.
Was previously recorded.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it!
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy at the Build Mississippi Studios. Well, we're here at Super Talk. I think at the 11 o'clock hour, we always start a music segment, and that's what we're going to do. The first artist that I want to talk about this week is J.J. Cale. And J.J. Cale was a great, great songwriter and had influenced so many people. Neil Young and Mark Knopfler and Waylon Jennings and Clapton. But Call Me the Breeze. Hey, J.J. Cale did that. Let's listen to his version of it.
I keep low and low.
I'm
J.J. Cale doing The Breeze. Of course, it was made famous by, I think, Lynyrd Skynyrd did The Breeze, and they were, everybody loved that version of it. And Cale is also, J.J. Cale is responsible for writing After Midnight for Clapton, and so many great, great songs that we don't recognize that J.J. Cale was a part of. He was great at mixing and recording music. But he never did make it as a solo artist as far as a major league. But his writing and his love for his passion for the art was so great that he wrote so many great songs that the royalties were pouring in like crazy. And that was enough to make his build his own studio and have the life that the rock stars have. But J.J. Cale, one of the originals. Well, we're going to take this thing down to NOLA. Because the next two people are both from, grew up in New Orleans, and that's where they did most of their stuff. The first one is going to be Vince Vance and the Valiants, and they did a Christmas song. It's always been one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's called All I Want for Christmas, and it's really a good song. Give it a listen. See what you think. And the Valiants. Hey, Vince was actually Andy Stone, is the only permanent member of Vince Vance and the Valiants. And he was Vince, by the way, and they played everything from pop, rock, to novelty music. And they were just a fun organization. And you can maybe see the picture up on the screen right now where he's got a cone head on. he was that kind of person where a good time would be had. The next artist, also from New Orleans, I want to talk a little bit about him before we start the music and tell you a little bit about Eric Johansson. Johansson was born in and grew up in Alexandria, Louisiana, and moved to N.O. because he knew there were better musicians there and he wanted to be a better musician. So he became a tremendous guitar player and was playing around doing studio work and whatnot, and had moved and built a house in New Orleans. And then there was Katrina. And Katrina took away everything that he had. All his instruments, his house, his, everything was destroyed by Katrina. And he was so discouraged that he actually moved to New Zealand and lived there for like 2 or 3 years, came back to New Orleans in 2010. And at that point in time, he started really to become an in-demand type person because, one, he's a tremendous, tremendous guitar player. He's a very good writer. And I'm talking about, wow, he does some very good things. He's going to be in Jackson here on the 9th of January over there at Ardenland. He's going to be in concert over there, and it's really worth going to hear a person that you've probably never heard of before, Eric Johansson, The Deep and the Dirty.
Thank you.
Joe Austin, amazing artist, not to be confused with Eric Johnson from Austin. Eric Johnson is a great, great guitar player, but so is Eric Johansson. They play differently, but they're both regarded as guitar heroes, if you will. Amazing, amazing stuff. Really is good. Eric Johansson. Check it out. You'll be happy you did. And like I told you, he's going to be at Dueling Hall here on the 9th of January. Go see him. It'll be worth going to for sure. It'll be a great show. Well, coming up next, Pink and Chris Stapleton did a song together. And I was really late in learning how good Pink really was. In my thinking, that was just a marketing ploy to get somebody out there, Pink. And then I started really understanding. Actually, I saw her in concert one day on television, and I was just absolutely floored by how good she really was. And then I got looking into a little bit of what Pink is all about. And I was really late getting on board with enjoying and enjoying the artistry of Pink. It's like amazing stuff. But Pink and Chris Stapleton, well, never did I doubt his, always was a fan of his, always. Great song called Just Say I'm Sorry, Chris Stapleton and Pink.
One, two. Just say I'm sorry. It's not the hardest thing to do. Just say you're wrong sometimes. And I'd believe you, 'cause I love you. Just say I'm sorry.
Everybody wants to be one who's right. Everybody wants the last word to end the fight. Every day is a new day with a chance to choose. Sometimes the way you win is to say you lose. Just say I'm sorry. It's not the hardest thing to do. Just say you're wrong sometimes.
Love's a gamble, and the stakes are high. And all that's on the table is a bad goodbye. You said you'd die for me, so I don't know why. You can't pull the trigger.
Sorry, a lot of us, big problem. Pink and Chris Stapleton, great song. We're going to take this thing out with Mark Knopfler. Does a song called What It Is. Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits, of course. Listens to a little bit of Dire Mark Knopfler and take it to the break.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State.
Supertalk.fm.
Everything you need to know
at your fingertips.
Supertalk.fm.
I'm Attorney General Lynn Fitch.
all of us at the Attorney General's office wish you a very Merry Christmas. Best wishes for peace and joy, and visit AttorneyGeneralLynnFitch.com to stay up to date with what we're doing in the new year.
Superior, it's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
On check.
Forget where you've been? So will your Google Maps app if you don't tend to this one thing. Big changes are coming soon to Google Maps and its timeline feature, which keeps track of where you've been and to what places you've needed driving, walking, or transit directions. And these changes mean the history is going to be deleted. The change represents Google's move to more privacy-centered policies. But you don't have to lose it altogether if you don't wish, though the new rules won't preserve location data older than 3 months. Timeline data is being moved off the cloud and directly to your device. Google will email you with the warning and the instructions on how to save the data using the export tool at takeout.google.com or within the app on your device, inside the location and privacy settings. Inside the account settings. Pay attention to that email, though. It may give you 6 full months to preserve your data. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. An unorthodox Sunday this holiday week in the NFL. Only 9 games Sunday. This because the NFL kicked off Week 17 Wednesday, Christmas, the league's first games on Netflix. That saw the streaming service giant pay the NFL $75 million per game. 6 games on Christmas, this year, next year, and in 2026. When the Chiefs beat the Steelers Wednesday, the two-time reigning Super Bowl champs assured themselves a first-round bye in the playoffs, where the only game they would have to potentially play away from home would be Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans, the Steelers' third loss in a span of 11 days, while the Ravens won 3 times in this short span, has Baltimore in position to win the AFC North title next weekend. The 12-3 Eagles can clinch the NFC East with a win over the 7-8 Cowboys. Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhardt will broadcast the game of the day on Fox in Green Bay, where the 11-4 Packers host the 13-2 Vikings. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The new year is right around the corner, and for some, it's all about the resolutions. One that many people try, more exercise. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there are many benefits to physical activity, both immediate and long-term. For starters, you'll feel better right away, function better, and sleep better. Exercise can also lead to better thinking, learning, and judgment as you age, and can help with the risks of depression and anxiety. As for reducing other health risks, exercise can help with cardiovascular disease. Heart disease and stroke are 2 leading causes of death in the U.S. Just 150 minutes per week of moderate physical activity can reduce that risk. It can also reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. And physical activity might help reduce the risk of serious outcomes from infectious diseases like the flu or pneumonia. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This show was previously recorded.
Christmas, Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi from the Build Mississippi Studios. We were just doing all sorts of things. And we did a little music segment, and I have a dear love for music, and we always dig into it somehow or other. But it's time now to get back. I want to back up a little bit and talk a little more about what Mary had called about the Will's favorite topic, the snakes in the attic.
Not on a plane.
Really.
In the attic.
I was doing some research during one of the breaks about snakes in the attic, and the research said that snakes will end up in your attic most times because there are rodents in there, and they will follow the rodents because they want something to eat. And most times, that is the reason why they're going to get into your attic.
This is all bad news.
Yeah, it is all bad news.
None of this is good news. Rodents, snakes, all in the attic.
The fact is, if you have a snake or snake skin in your attic, then there's a very good chance you have rodents in the house somewhere. And the fact of the matter is, snakes can really get into really, really small spaces. There are weep holes in your brick that there's a little bit of mortar missing between like the fifth brick on like the third row up, and that's called a weep hole. And the weep holes are there so that you're between your sheathing and your brick, that air can, the moisture can escape. And weep holes are necessary. Don't stop them up. There are weep hole grills that can actually stop any kind of critter from getting into your house through those weep holes, and that's where some critters do get into your house. And any pest control, like Thomas over at Family Termite and Environmental, that has those little screens that will patch up your weep holes. But just patch up all the holes that you can, because if you don't, you're going to have, well, maybe you'll have snakes in the attic. I hope not. But that's what it said. Mostly they're chasing rodents. And besides that, they like dark, damp areas, kind of like mushrooms. They're kind of like plants. Mushrooms. I hope he's listening and doing good. All right. Handyman stuff. A lot of people want to get involved in a do-it-yourself project. But before you have to start a do-it-yourself project, assess it completely. Really get a good look at what the project entails. And before you start, you have to realize that do you have the time? You know, you may not have the time. Or do you have all the tools? And there's probably a lot of tools involved in a do-it-yourself project, even though a lot of do-it-yourself projects are a pretty good reason to go buy a new tool. In order to complete this project, I have to buy that saw. I just have to have it. So make sure you have all the tools that's necessary and the knowledge. There's so many things that can be done wrong and look like they belong. And if you have the knowledge, you kind of can avoid all that. Also, get a pretty good idea of what the material is going to cost to do this project. And then, once everything's down on paper and you get a look at the do-it-yourself project, look at it closely and say to yourself, is this a do-it-yourself project or should I hire a reliable contractor? And yes, reliable contractors do exist. Hard to find. But it's more, I think, up to you as to whether you get a good contractor or not by how you interface with them and your discussion with them and the way they, whether they're insured and whether they are have contracts or say they don't even take notes when you're telling them what you want into your project, because they say, oh, I can remember it all. No way. I want notes. I want a written estimate. I want to know exactly what you're going to do. I want to know that you're insured as well. If you're a contractor coming into my house and doing some work, you get hurt in my house, you better have insurance, because I don't want to pay your darn injury or be liable for it. So insurance is very, very important. And I'm sure the Association of Contractors talks about all this sort of thing on their website and will in person as well. Very important to do. Get yourself a good contractor. And while we're talking about good contractors, there's definitely a way to start as a newbie and turn into a good contractor. Now we're talking Build Mississippi. great, great organization, Build Mississippi, and they have training facilities, at least two throughout the state. There's a huge one over there in Pearl, not very far from my house, as a matter of fact, where they do a lot of training individuals and have short, like 10-week classes where a person can really learn how to do a commercial project or a residential project, whether it's heating and air or electrical or welding or driving big, big, big vehicles, trucks, and how to operate booms, and just all that's necessary to get involved in the growth of this state and be ready to go to work for all the... There's so much commercial business going on right now, so much commercial land being... new buildings being built, and it's going to be such a need for blue-collar workers in this state. And believe me, some of those people who are considered blue-collar workers make an awful lot of money because they do it very well, they do it very good, and they are very well trained, and they really know how to offer service. Service is so, so important that it cannot be underlined. And I think that's just a matter of how you treat people and treat them like you want them to treat you. And the service is always going to be there. But that's what Build Mississippi is all about. In association with Hines College and Holmes Community College and Build Mississippi, Tate Reeves did a grant for over $4 million for new students who want to get involved in any one of those programs to Build Mississippi, to make it a better place, where those that grant will help pay for your tuition, will pay for all of your admission fees and all of that. In other words, you can go there practically free and really come out of there with some knowledge. Not only do they teach you certain things, but they have so many people looking at all the people that are coming out of Build Mississippi and are able to do a particular project. And their board, by the way, is made up of everybody who's involved in commercial work in Mississippi is on the board of Build Mississippi. And they're looking to hire new people all of the time. So I think it's a great organization. I think that some people really need to get involved and understand more about Build Mississippi and what it's all about. 'Cause hey, they really do some great training. And Brent Bean is like the president of Build Mississippi, and I get him on the air from time to time. I do have to admit he's really hard to get a hold of on the air from time to time, but I try at any rate, and we'll have him on again and talk about what Build Mississippi, he will talk about his version of Build Mississippi and what they're doing. Great organization. I really like him a lot. All right. But that's, you know, you should assess any building project or any do-it-yourself project that you have around the house that you can have some idea of what's going on and how to handle it. All right, text line is 601-879-4395. It's quiet, and it's okay. It's Saturday morning. A lot of people are kind of chilling, if you will. It's weekend. They're supposed to be chilling on the weekend, even though it's getting near the Christmas season, and a lot of people are out doing their last-minute shopping and wrapping and decorating. And decorating for Christmas itself can be a dangerous ordeal because most times when you're decorating outside, you're going to be climbing on a ladder, and ladders can be really dangerous. Probably one of the most dangerous things you'll be around and not suspect at all that it's dangerous and think that it's just a ladder. Well, guess what? A lot of people get injured with just a ladder. So by walking up at even step ladders, short ladders, so be careful with
that. A lot of people try to imitate that scene from Christmas Vacation where he's putting the lights up, don't they, buddy?
Yeah, very much so. Don't do that.
They got the stapler and the hammer and...
and the lights, frayed extension cords. Oh, man,
plugged into 1,000 things, right? Yeah.
Use strips, man. Use strips with circuit breakers on them. Hey, you listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, Super Talk Mississippi. Take a short break. Be right back.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. Officials are now saying Brian Koberger, the suspect charged in the quadruple homicide of four Moscow, Idaho students, was investigated in connection with a home invasion that took place before the murders in a neighboring city. Newly released body camera footage shows police responding to an alleged home invasion in October of 2021 in Pullman, Washington. It's a little over a year before and about 10 miles away from where the University of Idaho students were fatally stabbed. The woman in the video says she heard her door open and someone was wearing a ski mask and had a knife. She says she kicked the intruder in the stomach and he flew back and ran out the door. The details were similar to the quadruple homicide, so 13 days after Koberger was arrested in the Moscow case, he was named a person of interest in the Pullman case. However, it was short-lived, as the suspect in the latter case was said to be 5'3 to 5'5, and Koberger stands at 6 feet tall. The Pullman case remains unsolved. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A sister who broke her brother's record for youngest to pass the California bar exam makes today's Dean's List. Sophia Park was 17 and 8 months years old when she took the test, beating out her brother, who last year was the youngest man to pass the bar at 17 years and 11 months old. State Bar Executive Director Leah Wilson wrote, "This remarkable achievement follows her brother Peter Park's similar success last year, further highlighting their extraordinary dedication and talent." Sophia started law school at the age of 13 while also attending junior high. In 2022, she graduated after passing the high school proficiency exam and graduated Northwestern California University School of Law this past year. She will be sworn in after she turns 18 and plans on being a prosecutor like her big brother Peter. Gianna Dean, Fox News.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. You can't make it in life without making good choices. Choices like living healthy, going to school, taking care of your family, and insurance through Farm Bureau. With their exceptional customer service and competitive insurance rates, they're a good choice anyone can make. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. What if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. STMM Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
I'm Rex Bank. Show was previously recorded.
Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise.
Yeah, in paradise. Hard for me to step on music like that. I have to let it go a while. But. Hey, this is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My name is Buddy, and text line's kind of quiet, but light it up. Hey, let's hear from you on our C-Spire text line at 601-879-4395. And it doesn't even have to be anything to do with handyman stuff. Maybe you just want to say Merry Christmas.
Well, I don't know if you saw what Mary just texted in from Canton.
I just got to my text screen just now.
but that's a nightmare.
What'd she say? I didn't see it.
She said, and it literally sends shivers up my bones, Buddy, to read this. Why would there be snake skins in the attic.
Oh, my word.
We had our AC unit serviced this week for a checkup. They found two snake skins in the attic.
Yeah.
Mary from Canton.
Wow.
Oh, Mary.
Well,
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Really, there is an opportunity for snakes to get into the attic with any kind of opening. They go up into the, sometimes the vents aren't, say, whatever. Snakes are tricky little critters, and they can find a way up there. And that isn't the first report I've ever heard of snakes in the attic, but it's a rare situation. But it's just a matter of making sure that you're totally your attic is totally sealed to make sure there are no holes in the fascias, soffit, everything that touches your home, and seal that up and make sure all your soffit vents are tightly sealed as well. The more you seal it, the better off you are. But snakes are tricky little creatures, and you sure don't need any growing in your attic. I'm the same way. I don't want any in my attic at all.
I don't want any in my universe, much less my attic.
Well, you know, having grown up in New England and I came down here at first, it was like everywhere I stepped, it was like, snake. But I've gotten to the point where now it's just a snake. They're more afraid of me than I am of them. They're not going to bother me, and I don't worry about it anymore. Having said that, I don't want them in my house anywhere. They can be outside and back by the creek. We have a creek in back, and they stay. I know there's a lot back there, a lot of fish. There's fish in the creek. I'm sure there's snakes, all kinds of little critters. But as long as they stay there, it's all right with me. They can have their little space. Don't come near my space, even though my space used to be theirs. But, yeah, that's a... Hey, let's talk a little bit about hacks that work. What? Yes, hacks. Simple stuff. Smelly sneakers. Everybody has smelly sneakers. I probably have a pair on right now. But at any rate, if you take those smelly sneakers and stick a clean tea bag in each smelly sneaker and stick it out in the sun for a couple of hours, it won't smell anymore. It works. And that's a hack that absolutely works. Put a tea bag in some smelly sneakers and put them in the sun for a few hours. And it works unbelievable. Lance and I have talked about this a pretty good bit. It's kind of funny, but you know that a wooden spoon across the top of a boiling pot of water will keep it from overflowing? And that's information that some people go, what? But it works. Believe me, it works. I've witnessed it before, and it just absolutely works. So, and everybody's got a wooden spoon, so when you're boiling a pot of water, even like for spaghetti or, you know, whatever reason you're going to boil that water for, put that wooden spoon over the top, and it works. Also, white vinegar and baking soda are just tremendous drain cleaners. What you would do is pour the baking soda down there first, and then follow it with some vinegar and let that set for about maybe 10 minutes or so, and then follow it with a whole lot of water. And if you do this on a regular monthly basis to all of your drains, you won't have drain problems, because drain problems can be expensive when you stop backing up and you have to call a plumber or whatever happens. But that will solve most of your drain problems. Also, white vinegar, put in a spray bottle, like an old Windex bottle or something, and spray just the pure white vinegar on the cracks in your driveway, and it works better. It works as well as Roundup without the harsh chemicals in there, and you'll not have grass growing in there. Even if grass is already growing up there, you just spray it, and that grass will carry the liquid down to the roots and disappear. It works very well. I use it in my yard, and I have no grass growing in the cracks in my house because I have them all filled too as well, which people should be doing. If you have cracks in your driveway, they should be filled. And we talked about that last week a pretty good bit with Trey from Bulldog Construction, how important it is to fill the cracks in your driveway. It'll keep your driveway in pretty good condition throughout the entire time of its life, where if you don't, you're apt to have problems. And then I walk my dog a lot, just about every day. And I go by driveways that look really, really pretty good, except between all the darn expansion joints and cracks, there's grass growing. And I go, all I need to do is spray it a little bit. I want to go knock on their door and say, you know what, folks? But no. Stranger danger, I might get shot. I don't do that. But those are some of the hacks that really, really do work. Lemon juice is a great mold killer. Like if you have a plastic shower curtain and it's getting moldy on the bottom or mildewy on the bottom, well, lemon juice works to get rid of that completely. And you can wipe it right off with lemon juice. Lemon juice works very well in cleaning that. And lemon oil is also great. Like you talk about the handles of rakes and the handles of shovels and the handles of axes and sledgehammers. Well, they're all generally, if they're made out of wood, after a few years they're going to dry out and they'll start cracking, and before you know it they'll dry rot and start falling apart. But if as soon as you get them, you go ahead and just one time with some lemon oil, take a rag up and down the wooden handle, and just next year do the same thing. Every year do that, and your handles will always stay in good shape. Lemon oil is just it's almost like a miracle drug to me. It's like when you want to clean your kitchen cabinets, the best way to do that is with lemon oil and 4-0 steel wool. And the steel wool is such a fine grade of steel wool that it will not scratch your cabinets at all. The lemon oil will absolutely clean your cabinets. And then what you do after you've done that is wipe it down with a white rag. And that rag itself will clean the cabinets and make them look new again. And anybody that's done this has called me back and said, what took me so long to understand how to get my cabinets looking the way I want them to look? It really does work. So those are some hacks that work. And if you have some hacks that work, hey, send them to us. We'd love to hear what you have to say about that. Maybe you know something about taking care of something that we don't. And we want to share that with all the listeners that are out there. Both of them. Will said, don't say that. Don't say that. No. But that works really well. Lemon oil is good stuff. It really is. But that's... can really help things.
Does it work better than the commercial cleaners that you can get at the
I think so, because what it does is it gives some oil back to the finish as well, and it works exceptionally well. Short break coming up. We've got some Fox National News coming your way, and Fox Local. We'll do some local news as well. And then coming up after that is the music segment. We'll do a little bit of music. We always do that on Fridays. At about 11:06, we'll kick off the music segment and have us a good old time. So stick around. Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. Be right back.
Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
You know that nowadays most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
This is Home Answers Radio, and my guest today is Trey Jackson of Bulldog Construction. Trey, if a business has uneven sidewalks, they're asking for trouble. Would you agree?
Lynn, they are. It's a trip hazard and it needs to be fixed. Our foam technology can level those uneven walks without having to lay down any new concrete. Much easier and more affordable.
Trey, my wife tripped over one of those and skinned her knee up.
She was fortunate. Call Bulldog Construction at 601-853-4242.
For nearly...
A
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.